Victory last night for the Tri-County Lady Mustangs. Final score over Gilman City, 59-24. I was talking about this on one of the other shows that are going to air here this mid-afternoon on KTTN about how good the girls' semifinals are going to be tomorrow from the Ketchum Community Center. You got Princeton and Mercer. Whenever those two rivals play, that's good. They're going to play at 5:45, and this Tri-County Pattonsburg 2-seed, 3-seed matchup, 7:15 tomorrow night, that is going to be a tremendous matchup. I don't know who's going to win that. That's why they play the games, but I think that's a really close game as we talk about the Tri-County side of things here with Coach Jeremy Slaughter. Coach, congrats on the win last night.
Appreciate it. First, I'm going to correct you on the time because I did confirm this earlier today. Tomorrow night's games at the Ketchum Center, Princeton Mercer's at 6:45, and then we play at 8:15. So it's been a little bit confusing. I think they've had to move the times around a little bit to accommodate some things, but I did confirm that 6:45 and then 8:15 are the two times.
I was part of a discussion on the bus for NCMC on the way to St. Louis Saturday, and I think the concern of the teams was they want to get their practice time in before having their games later this week. So my guess is that everything got pushed back an hour so NCMC could get their practices in.
Yeah, that was my understanding as well, and you know we're good with that. It's a shorter drive for us, and then also for the kids to get to play on that court in district play is pretty exciting.
It's going to be a great. Yeah, I'm glad you informed me of that. So I've already got it changed over here on my schedule for tomorrow night. So let's look back at the game last night, Coach, and congrats to Bailey Hoover. She got her 1,000th point. And as I said, when you're a senior and you get your 1,000th career point in districts, it's not as if that was going to be a foregone conclusion that you'd get there. She did well to get to 1,000. Congrats to her.
Yeah, she's a great kid and a great teammate, so we were all excited for her teammates and our crowd. We told her a few weeks ago, it was probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, we told her that it was probably going to be, look like the second, if we'd have to get to the second round of districts, and she's had some big games in between, and I talked to her parents, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, a week and a half, something like that, and told them, they knew where she was at, and so they were following it closely, and it was interesting. She came up to me because she was the only one I didn't take out towards the end of the game. And she said, I feel like I must be within 2 points or something because people are starting to say stuff from the stands. And then she got it pretty shortly after that. So that was exciting. It was a cool moment for her, and we're all excited for her and excited to still be playing.
You want to peak at the right time of year, Coach, and at least through one district game. You played really well last night. I know the one thing I was talking with Coach Clark from Gilman about the game last night, he said, yeah, they had hopes of being into the game into the second half, and he just said Tri-County shot the ball really well. So that's a good sign for your team. If you come out in your first playoff game where there's a little bit more pressure and you shoot the ball well, that's a great thing for the Mustangs.
Yeah, you know, I thought early on Gilman City did a really good job. They kept us out of the paint, and it kind of forced us to shoot from outside, and we wanted to get the ball inside a little bit more, but they did a good job on the defensive end, and Coach Clark always does a great job over there. And you know, and finally we kind of got going, and as you mentioned, Bailey, she had 6 threes last night, and Destiny Gutschall had 3 for us, and Anissa Williams had 1, so we hit 10 as a team, and when you do that, you're usually in pretty good shape. So, yeah, it was nice to shoot the ball well, and hopefully that will continue for us moving forward.
Now, looking at the schedule here, over the past week, a week ago tonight, you had Grundy, Coach, and, you know, Grundy's playing really well right now, and they just have pieces that they mesh well together. Now, that being said, you lose 66-39 on your home floor, and that had to be a disappointing way to go into districts.
Yeah, you know, they're a really good team, and, you know, they have good guard play, and a lot of senior leadership, and so, you know, we were disappointed. Obviously, we wanted to get some type of a piece of the conference title, but, you know, it was their year this year, and you know, we'll try to bounce back moving forward. But I think having, you know, a few days to kind of reset where we're at in the season, since the conference season is over and now we're into district play, having those few days to kind of reset, rest our minds and our bodies a little bit, and I think that really helped us last night, and hopefully that will carry us through, hopefully, a long run here.
So I'm looking at the semifinals tomorrow, Coach. Let's talk about those a little bit. And I know that there's always differences in level of competition and schedule and who plays who, and that affects a final record. But there's got to be some level of confidence for your team, because I'm looking at it here going, You know, Princeton's the one seed, Tri-County's the two, Pattonsburg the three, and I think Tri-County-Pattonsburg is going to be a real close matchup tomorrow night. But your team has the best record of all four teams there, and that doesn't guarantee anything, but that got to give the girls a little bit of confidence that, you know, if you look at winning percentage, Tri-County has the best winning percentage of the four.
Yeah, I think so. I think that those three teams are all very, very close, and there's some similarities. And Mercer, obviously, they have one of the best players in the area, and Tori Meineke, and they're still alive in it, but you know, I think those three teams, Princeton, Pattonsburg, and ourselves, there's just some similarities in how we play. We can all could be streaky offensively. We can all be good defensively or have our challenges. But, you know, I think the differences in the records, to be honest, is they play in the GRC conference. We play in the HCC conference, so they're going to see more Class 2 teams. And we have a tough schedule. I mean, you look at what we've – the teams we've played since Christmas break, we've kind of been doing that too. But, you know, I think those three teams are all very, very similar. And you know, you can kind of throw out the records this time of year. And you know, we'll just have to see what happens. We've split with Pattonsburg this year. We lost to Princeton. So, you know, right now we're just focused on let's try to win the season series against Pattonsburg and get to move on.
Well, we just said here off the air, too, it might have been on the air for from earlier where – Yeah, there's a lot of things you can look at as possibilities, but there's nothing more disappointing than looking something as a possibility, and then you don't win your game. You don't get to that possibility. So you got to take your business first if you want to get to Saturday.
Yeah, and we feel like this is going to be a very close game. These two teams, these kids have been playing since they were very young, and it's always been tough battles. And, you know, last year we were fortunate. We won the district game, won two out of three for the season. This year it's tied up 1-1. They had a big win against us early in the season where I think they beat something like 18 points. And then we, in that Gilman City tournament, I don't think anyone led by more than five or six. And in the second half, it was three or less the whole way, and it came right down to the end. So that's what we're expecting tomorrow. I'm sure Pattonsburg is expecting the same thing. So it should be a fun game for people to come and watch, and pretty stressful for the coaches and players involved.
Well, there's a young person for Pattonsburg who I've heard more and more about as the season has gone on, and that's Webby Bailey. And it is, I know she's not the entire offense, but she's a large part of it. Is she a player that you put extra attention on, Coach, or do they have a pretty well-balanced attack, Pattonsburg?
Well, yeah, we're very familiar with her, having played her so much over the last few years. She's a sophomore, but in eighth grade, she was very difficult to deal with as well when our – you know, we have a lot of sophomores as well who play. So we're very aware of her. She can drive, and, you know, the thing that she does so well, she creates contact and gets to the free throw line, and she can step outside and make threes as well. Very good free throw shooter. But offensively, they've got several pieces. They have senior post player Grace Warner, who's very difficult to deal with inside, and then they got Plymel, a girl who's a good three-point shooter and a good young point guard. So, you know, I think they've got several offensive weapons. And for us, I think the key is to, you know, try to limit a couple of those scores. Last time we did a good job and limited Plymel a little bit offensively. And this time we've got to make sure that we don't let all three of them have big nights like we did the first time we played them.
As I look at your schedule too, Coach, you know, and granted, playing a good Grundy team is a part of this because they held you down, but most often than not, if you can get your offense to about 50 points, you generally have won games. If teams hold you under 50, you have a lot more losses than wins. Have you seen the same thing, that 50 points seems to be kind of that dividing line between, you know, a lot of wins and a lot of losses for your team?
Well, I think so, and I think some of that's just our style of play. You know, if we're controlling the tempo of the game, then usually the points are going to be above that 50 mark. We want to create as many possessions as possible, and we want to keep the other team running as much as possible, and we feel like our depth, if we can get a game over the 50s or into the 60s, we feel like a lot of times our depth is going to win out for us. And so that's what we try to do. We just want to create a fast tempo, make the other team, players run as much as possible, and hopefully they get a little bit tired and we can go on big runs at the end of each quarter.
Here's the times again tomorrow night. Princeton Mercer 6:45, Tri-County Pattonsburg 8:15. The District 14 Championship at the Ketchum Center will be Saturday at 1:30. Coach, best luck against the Panthers.
Thank you. We appreciate your coverage as always.